29. A half hour later, Jesse and Crow and Molly and Suit were still sitting on Neil O'Hara's front steps. Jesse wanted to tell Molly that the look she was giving him didn't scare him nearly as much as it used to, but she would have known he was lying. "Gee, it's like an old Western," Molly said in the voice Suit said had special sauce to it, nodding at Jesse and Crow. "Cowboy and Indian."
"That is what is known as an outdated cultural reference," Jesse said.
"You're welcome," Crow said to Molly.
"For what?" she said.
Putting the look on Crow now, who seemed spectacularly unaffected by it.
"For saving Chief Jesse from maybe getting himself shot up good tonight," Crow said.
"Chief Jesse," Jesse said. "Now he makes me sound like the Indian."
"This isn't funny," Molly said. "You could have gotten shot."
"Saved by my trusty companion," Jesse said.
"Getting less funny as you go," she said.
"You didn't ask me, boss, but I'd quit while I was behind," Suit said.
Crow said he had been cruising the town the way he did most nights, mostly out of boredom, wondering all over again what he was doing here, no matter what Billy Singer had promised him on the back end. He told them it had taken him only one night to figure out a way to get on the PPD radio frequency, so he had heard Jesse's call for backup. Had been only a few blocks away. Told Jesse he figured he could beat the cavalry. Or be the cavalry. Everybody was using Old West references tonight, like once you started, you couldn't stop.
"Looked to me like he had you lined up," Crow said to Jesse. "He didn't expect somebody to be covering you from the road."
"But you didn't put him down," Jesse said.
"Wasn't trying to," Crow said. "And that couple was in my line of fire, too."
Suit and Gabe had already been inside the house, dusting it for prints, when Jesse and Crow had walked back up Beach Ave. Jesse said he would do a walkthrough to see if he could tell if anything was missing from his last visit.
"Who do you think they were?" Jesse said to Crow. "Had to be the same ones who jumped Molly."
"Looking for what they didn't find at Ben Gage's house," Jesse said. He turned on the bottom step so he was facing Crow, dressed in black as usual, like he was trying to blend in with the rest of the night. "Billy ever mentioned to you that the kid, Gage, might have something to threaten the deal?" Jesse said. Crow shook his head.
"You sure?" Jesse said. "I'm on your side, remember?" Crow said.
"You're on your side," Molly said, "like always."
Crow stared at her until she turned her attention back to Jesse.
"If you had called for backup, we could have covered the back of the house," she said.
"I'm working on delegating more," Jesse said.
"Work harder," she said.
She stood up. Jesse took a closer look at her. Middle of the night, early in the morning, it didn't matter. There was always something fresh about her, and not just her mouth, as if she couldn't be anything other than Molly. But as well as Jesse knew her, as close as they were, he knew there were always going to be parts of herself or places that the rest of the world couldn't reach. Like the part of her that knew whether or not she still had feelings for Crow.
"See you at the office," she said to Jesse.
To Crow, she simply said,
"Wilson."
"Molly?"
"Blair Richmond is still out there somewhere," she said.
"We hope," Suit said.
"More faith than hope, Molly," the good Catholic girl said. "Believing what we can't see."
"Amen," Jesse said.
"Shut it," she said,
and glared at him one last time, and left.